Hello and welcome to the Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Today we are in Who is Della, which is the fourth and final play in this series. We're in Act One, which is called A Prominent Patient, and Scene Three, called Los Angeles. And it begins with Michael, the narrator. The scene is a small private conference room in the law office of Shepard Mullen in downtown Los Angeles, California. James Shepard and Frank Simpson, both senior partners in the firm, are meeting with Frank Ober Jr., who is Glenn Martin's estate lawyer, and Stanley Silverfield, who has been named Martin's personal representative. Joining them is Dr. William Bunn, a professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco, to discuss the process to find, treat, and free Della Martin. James Shepard has retained Dr. Bunn to lead Della Martin's complete rehabilitation and return to the community. And Frank and Stanley, after their meeting with James Shepard at the Conrad Hilton Hotel in Chicago, were certain that Mr. Shepard was the lawyer to lead the work. The Della Martin story covers decades and begins with her 1883 Kansas birth. The Martin family, Clarence, Arminta, Della, and Glenn, moved from Salina, Kansas to Santa Ana, California in 1905. The family purchased an apricot ranch. And Michael continues. The second play in the Silver King's War series is called Marauder Men, and it begins in a vacant former Methodist church at 2nd and Main Streets in Santa Ana, California. Glenn Martin, with his mother's late-night help, is building an airplane. Marauder Men describes Glenn Martin's storied rise as the family places Della Martin, then 28, in Patton State Hospital. That was in 1911 when Della's initial diagnosis was a madness that became schizophrenia. The Martin family, controlled by Minta, made a difficult decision to leave Della behind. Clarence Martin, who died in 1935, remained in California selling cars as Minta and Glenn moved east from the Los Angeles manufacturing plant to Cleveland, Ohio, after World War I. Now, in 1956, Frank Ober Jr., James Shepard, Frank Simpson, and Stanley Silverfield meet to finalize the plan to help Della Martin build a new life. Their work requires a complex series of legal actions to have Della declared stable and capable with extensive professional and medical assistance and family support. The Silver King, as Glenn Martin's personal representative throughout the process, will petition the state of California to become Della's legal guardian. As the lights go up on this scene, five men are in a large conference room at the Shepard Mullen Law Firm in Los Angeles, and James Shepard begins the conversation. Frank and Stanley, welcome to Los Angeles. It's good to see you. Please meet my senior partner, Frank Simpson, and our lead psychiatrist, Dr. William Bunn. And Frank Simpson, a senior partner at the firm, greets their guests. Hello, Mr. Ober and Mr. Silverfield. Welcome. James has described your Chicago conversations, and we've been busy since your Hilton Hotel meeting. And this is the psychiatrist, William Bunn. Hello, Mr. Ober and Mr. Silverfield. James, Frank, and I have been discussing your arrival. And this is Frank Ober Jr. Greetings, Mr. Simpson. James said that you've been the lead investigator on the Della Martin case. And hello, Dr. Bunn. Thank you for your guidance. And the Silver King. Hello, Mr. Simpson. It's a pleasure to meet you. Your work for Della has been revealing and thorough. Hello, Dr. Bunn. Frank Simpson, Thank you, Mr. Silverfield. Please call me Frank, and may I call you Stanley? And the king at ease. Certainly, Frank. Will you and Mr. Shepherd please explain what you know about the process to release Della from the asylum? And this is the psychiatrist, William Bunn. Welcome to Los Angeles, Mr. Oper and Mr. Silverfield. May I call you Frank and Stanley? And Frank Oper Jr. Of course, Dr. Bunn, and the Silver King as well. Certainly, Dr. Bunn. And James Shepherd, the lead lawyer. Stanley, as you know, this will be a complex process. It began when we filed a January 1, 1956 request with the California State Hospital System to meet with their chief medical officer and the Patton State Hospital staff to review Della's status. That meeting explored the process for Della's mental health evaluation and our petition to the state to declare her stable. We have hired a team of private psychiatrists led by Dr. Bunn to evaluate Della and prepare a care and treatment plan for her. And this is Frank Oper Jr. James, what is the timeline to petition the court, evaluate Della, and prepare for her transition to private life? And James Shepherd. Frank, it may be a 3 to 6 month process. It depends on the judge we draw and our ability to expedite the process. And our hero, the Silver King. And what will happen during those months? And James Shepherd begins a detailed description. Stanley, let me use our board to write and describe the range and reach of our plan for Della. First, as we've described, we've met with the California State System managers. After that, we've completed the petition for her evaluation. And then third, our psychiatrists will complete their evaluation. After that, we'll submit our evaluation and care plan for Della to the court to complete our request to declare her sane. Then the Huntington Memorial Hospital staff will prepare a residential suite for Della in their facility. After that, Della will receive a specific course of treatment. And then in step 7, we will purchase a house for Della and hire a full-time companion to live with her. Finally, Della will receive regular evaluations at Huntington Memorial to recalibrate her medications and behavioral modifications. And Della will have a therapist and a case manager. Given her resources and support from our law firm and family and you, Stanley, and living at home with full-time help, she will initially attend weekly therapy sessions at an office and receive weekly visits by the case manager. The hospital will recommend a psychiatrist for medication management. And as a legal guardian, you will be apprised of progress or setbacks and can certainly intervene with concerns about the competence or dependability of any of these resources. And Stanley responds, "Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. Your thoroughness is impressive, very thoughtful and considerate of all of us and Della. May I ask some additional questions?" And James Shepherd, "Of course, Stanley. Tell us what's on your mind." And the king, "Well, I have spoken with Mr. Oper about this idea, and I'm very serious about becoming Della's legal guardian. How does that process fit with our schedule for everything that we'll be doing for Della in her release from the hospital into a private setting?" James Shepherd to Stanley, "I'm really impressed with the dedication that you're committing to Della's success. And I know that we can make it happen. I'm going to ask Frank about that." And this is Frank Oper Jr. "And I, too, am impressed. And I've been impressed all the way over the years with your commitment, Stanley. You're an amazing man to help carry on the Martin legacy. I do think that Glenn had hoped that Stanley would become an integral part of Della's life, and this may be the best way to allow Stanley to meet Glenn's goal to care for his sister. James Shepherd continues, "Okay, gentlemen, let's consider what legal guardian standing requires in California. It's a complex process, perhaps made easier by your standing as Glenn Martin's personal representative. Now, however, we'll have Dr. Bunn explain what's ahead for Della." This is William Bunn, the lead psychiatrist. "Thank you, James. Gentlemen, your combined commitment to Della Martin's future is impressive and compassionate, and one with good timing. The historical context for Della Martin's transition from Patton State Hospital to the Huntington Memorial Hospital this year coincides with many innovations in community mental health treatment. The care and planning for better mental health services throughout California includes general hospital psychiatric units, outpatient clinics, halfway houses, day hospitals, and family care. As James Shepherd explained, Della will have a therapist and case manager. Her weekly therapy sessions at a private office and regular case management visits are essential to her success. The most innovative of these changes, which will support our care for Della, means that professional teams will visit patients' homes and private doctors' offices. Why our work to have Della declared stable and released for care is essential and timely is due to a consensus among the medical and clinical health care community that treatment closer to relatives and home is better than isolated, segregated treatment. The process supporting Della's release from the hospital to a supportive home in the community will be through the discharge planning process, which includes updating the court on Della's status. And ultimately, the first psychopharmacology intervention for serious mental illness, chlorpromazine, known as Thorazine, is the first significant and available antipsychotic medication to be effective for schizophrenia. And James Shepherd, "Thank you, Dr. Bunn. Your work to evaluate Della and prepare a plan for negotiations regarding her residential care with the Huntington Memorial Hospital executives is excellent." And the Silver King, "Yes, Dr. Bunn, how long will Della's treatment last in the hospital?" And William Bunn responding, "Stanley, I can't be specific, but as we talk, our estimate is 3 to 4 months." And this is Della Martin, Glenn's sister, who steps forward from the shadows and stands beneath a single light as she speaks to the audience.
"I learned about Glenn's death while watching television with my friends. It made me sad. But then my friends began talking about what they called Glenn's estate. One day, Dr. Gorecki and Mr. Andriola from Social Services told me that Glenn's lawyers had spoken with them about me. They explained their conversation and asked me if I would meet with the lawyers, Mr. Ober and Mr. Shepherd. I was nervous about meeting new people. But Dr. Gorecki and Mr. Andriola explained that they would help me be comfortable in the meeting. I agreed to meet these strangers. They brought a polite young man who said he worked for my brother near Baltimore. His name was Stanley Silverfield. Stanley told me that Glenn asked him to help take care of me after my brother's death. I hope he will."
This is the end of Scene 3, entitled Los Angeles, of Act 1, A Prominent Patient, of the fourth play in our series, Who is Della? and you are listening to the Silver King's War.